Every 2 weeks, I write, edit, load, and distribute something I call a blarticle. For over 11 years, this is a ritual I have maintained. I'll bet you have a ritual or two of your own, but I'll also bet that you aren't fully aware of just how important rituals like this can be, particularly during challenging times. Let's have a pocket-sized pep talk, and I'll remind you how important rituals are right about now.
A pocket-sized pep talk, the podcast that can help energize your business and your life with a quick, inspiring message. Now, here's your host, Rob Jalas.
There's nothing like a good ritual or two to help us stay emotionally and physically in balance. For those who aren't quite sure what I mean when I say ritual, allow me to define it for you for a second. A ritual is a sequence of activities involving gestures, words, actions, or objects performed according to a set sequence. Oh, and boy, are they important right about now. For starters, rituals often provide a structure for stability. In fact, we take comfort in rituals. And many of us are unaware of just how many rituals we participate in. See, a birthday is a ritual. A wedding is a ritual. An anniversary is a ritual. Those are classic, and each of these rituals will put smiles on our faces. There are other rituals you probably grew up with, and maybe you've forgotten. When I was a kid, my family would gather to watch The Wonderful World of Disney on Sundays. What a nice ritual that was. And as we get older, we unconsciously slip into other rituals. Perhaps you're a runner. Maybe a swimmer, a spinner, a lifter, a cyclist. Workouts are certainly a prime example of rituals, and the more we make them a routine, the more likely we are to succeed at them. Religious events, summer vacations, the observance of major holidays, these are all examples of the almost endless list of rituals. I hope we're in agreement that rituals are necessary, and they tend to boost our spirits and enforce our sense of discipline. But there's one rather simple ritual that appears to be getting lost during challenging times. And ironically, it's one we should be paying particular attention to, especially when we're struggling. As more and more of us adapt to working at home, we've begun to realize there are some amazing perks that come with it. Less time commuting. Oh, that's a relief. A more comfortable work environment, reduced stress, and more. However, a casualty of working from home is the loss of a significant ritual, the weekend. When you were a kid, what did you think of when you heard the word weekend? Weekends meant freedom. They meant a step away from school or work, and 2 days when we could engage in activities that just made us happy. As adults, how can we bring that same enthusiasm to our weekends now? Well, maybe you begin every weekend with a martini. So go get out the olives and shake away. Maybe you like to stay up late, so figure out a reason to stay up late. Maybe you went out to dinner or cook something you love to eat. So bring in something special to eat or cook or barbecue something that you love. Maybe you parked your homework in a corner and read a book you just loved reading. So stay away from your desk and read a book. Yes, a weekend is a ritual, and it's an important one because we need that pause. We need that ritual because it represents a pause in our lives, regardless of the blurred line between work and play. I believe that one of the first signs of depression is the abandonment of rituals, and leading the charge is often an indifference to weekends. I've always liked ending emails I send out on Fridays with the tagline, "Have a nice weekend." As we started spending more and more time at home, I started to get pushback from a few of my friends and clients who would say, the weekend's just another of the day of the week now. What? I've now started ending many of my Friday emails with an adjusted tagline. Have a nice weekend, and yes, I still celebrate weekends. If you want to have the energy and drive to keep pushing forward, you're going to need to keep recharging your battery. And in order to do that, you can't ignore weekends and so many of your well-honed rituals. To keep your weekend special, let yourself sleep a little later like you used to. Go back to saving your weekend clothes for the weekend. Create a date night, eat ice cream, tend to your garden, and for goodness sakes, have a great weekend. Because yes, you still celebrate weekends.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes, Outcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get more information on this show and Rob at Jollis.com.